expect of Shabbos Mishnah. Hey, we're continuing the halachas of what a woman is allowed to wear. So now we said the things that are also the Rabbanu and the Raisa, and now we're going to say things that are permitted. Yoytes Isha Bechutei Sel Bein Mishalom Mishal Chavel Bein Mishal Sehema. She had a strands of hair that were mixed into her own hair. Whether they're from these strands were from her own hair, from a friend's hair, from an animal's hair, she's allowed to walk out with them, because there was death, tapshil, for beauty purposes, and therefore it's not considered carry. And as far as the chash, we have the first Mishnah, that she has to remove it when she goes to the mikvah, these things were put on in not a tight fashion, therefore she could leave it on when she went to the mikvah, so there's no concern that she'll take it off in the mikvah and then carry it. But the tefet of the sambutim is manshem tfurim. We saw in the beginning of the Mishnah that the drabon can't go out with this metal band on her forehead and things dangling from that band. That's when they were not tied onto her hair covering. But when they were tied onto her hair covering, it's permitted because there's no consent she'll take it off. She will definitely not take off her hair covering, and it's just a rabbin. Ubekavu the peyanochis lechoser. Kavu is some type of cap, and peyanochis was hair that was woven into her own hair. These are situations that the Shusha Rabbin was prohibited to go out because these are things that was concerned that she would take off. And the Shusha Rabbin, we're not talking a wig, because no one would take off a wig in the Shusha Rabbin. We're talking about hair that was mixed into a hair. And even so, all the other things that you're not allowed to wear in the Shusha Rabbin, you're not allowed to wear in the Chatzar, all because of concern you're going to walk out with them to the Shusha Rabbin. These two things, which were the minimum things to look nice and organized, they permitted the woman to wear them in the Chatzar, provided she doesn't go to the Shusha Rabbin, so that she should look nice for her husband. She could also grab the Moshe Ba'ozna. Moshe Ba'ozna is some type of piece of cotton or the like that she put in her ear to protect her ears, to absorb the extra liquid that's in the ear. And this is something which is considered Tzorchei Haguf, and it wasn't a concern she'd take it out because it was something that was unpleasant to take out. The Moshe Ba'ozna, she put into her shoe, also some type of some piece of cotton and the like for padding is also permitted. That should be put in before Shabbos. But with Moshe Kilin Nidota, also she has some type of pad that she used to absorb the blood. The Amnida is permitted. With the Pilpo Begagi Melech, she's also let her go out with putting this piece of a peppercorn or some salt that was put into her mouth. The peppercorn was to prevent smell coming out of her mouth, and the salt was some type of medicine for the mouth. Yeah, now this is very big chiddush, because if you're carrying something and food in your mouth, it's carrying. This concerned, they weren't using it as food, they were just using it as something to give it the proper smell or food to the body. That was considered a type of tachshit. Yeah, do not learn from here that you could carry medicines on Shabbos. Shailas, all kind of complicated shailas, maybe after that, especially today, there are different types of patches, medicine patches, one should ask as well. Choldova, she didn't take pia, vashila, she didn't have pia, anything she puts into her mouth for retaining her proper smell and the like, it's permitted, but she shouldn't put it initially on Shabbos, because that looks like she wants to carry it on Shabbos. If it fell out of her mouth, she shouldn't put it back. So basically, these things that are permitted to carry in her mouth, only she put it in before Shabbos and it remained in. Shein toi teves, a false tooth, a shein shel dov, a golden tooth, Rabbi Meir Matir, he permits one to go out then, because they're not concerned that she's going to show her beautiful golden tooth to somebody and remove it. Chomim oisin, they say, the other way around, they say that we're concerned that since it looks different than the other teeth, maybe she's going to be bad, so then she may remove it for that purpose and carry it in the Shusha Rabbah.